woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
Makes me laugh as we play this so often that I know.
And I wish that there was someone I could call.
I mean, there's people driving to work right now and they're singing this in the car.
The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Brought to you by Northwestern Medicine.
That's low. Fungus on my toe and
Impact Everyday Doctor Kevin Most, proud Kansas Jayhawk. I'm picking you guys to win it all.
Well, thanks. I hope a lot of people do, and I hope it happens. You know, we haven't won since 2008, so we're overdue.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know how you do it.
What does Dave Ennett think, though?
Oh, I mean, you know,
this is Dave Ennett, who just came home early from Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't won since 2008, huh, Doc? Actually, I'm going to Michigan State.
All right.
Go Big Ten.
Could they face each other? I haven't looked at the bracket yet.
They could face each other in the championship game.
It would be the final game.
It would be the final at Yeah, in Houston.
That'd be the one I was talking about.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, they wouldn't. I meant they would face each other.
Sorry, no need to explain, my friend. Daylight savings time. Does this whack with us at all? Does this make us crazy?
Hey, wait, before I start, because I'll get in trouble if I don't. My mom told me to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, I love your mom.
No clue how she knows it's your birthday, because you keep it so quiet.
Well, she's a good person. You and your brothers are shady, but she's a good person. Your sister and your mom are good people.
Yep. Yep. Yeah,
but you knew that.
She said to make sure to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, we love her. Daylight savings time yesterday, aside from all the jokes about, you know, I feel weird, I feel different. I mean, is there any health part of this that we ought to know about?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And like you said, it's an hour, you know, it makes you feel a little weird for a little bit. But it's when you look at statistics, and we in science, we often do that, we find that two things happen. We have a higher incidence of strokes for these first couple of days after daylight savings times, and a higher incidence of heart attacks.
And that seems insane to me. Why would it make that big a difference?
Yeah, and it does. It goes, why would just an hour difference of sleep do that? Well, our body is set up with circadian rhythms, and we have the triggers of sunlight to tell us when we should wake up and when we should go to sleep. And for this, it's more when you should go to sleep, to be honest with you. So your body gets used to, as it gets dark, you're going to have a certain amount of time before you go to sleep. Because right now, when you're waking up, some people are waking up for the past couple of months or a month or so, and it's been light out, and now it's dark. So there's bigger stresses on the body. We think it's because you have higher blood pressure at that time. And actually, there's some immune responses that may cause inflammation, which, again, leads to the chance of both a heart attack or a stroke.
That's the type of thing that you would never, ever, ever, ever think is related. But when there's something that seems that subtle that can make such a big difference, isn't the logical conclusion to draw there that everything we hear about rhythms in life, going to bed about the same time every night, getting up about the same time, that's all legit?
Yeah, very legit. And people say, oh, no, this is just, are you crazy? Where did you get this information? You know, what they do, the thing is called a retrospective study. So they can look back. They look back, and they did a study in Finland. That's going to come out here in just a couple of weeks. So this is new data. They looked at 9 years of data and looked at the number of strokes, and they compared it to the strokes on every other day and showed this increase. And the only thing that they could come up with was the change to daylight savings time.
It's just so amazing.
So now we start to look at it and go, wow. So tell me more about why that could happen. And we do know that sleep actually is associated with many of the physiologic changes that protect us from having a stroke. Decreased heart rate, decreased blood pressure, things like that. So now when we have that bolt or jolt of additional stress, we see this increase in strokes.
Speaking of bolt or jolt, when we come back, talk about the right way to get out of bed. Because here's what happens. The daylight savings thing throws you off. You forget to set your clock ahead. You wake up, your timing's off, you're late for something, and you jump out of bed. Yep. I'm told, and this is the big tease, especially if you're about to jump out of bed, I'm told that if you jump out of bed too quickly, that you could also cause yourself to have a major medical malady.
You're right.
All right, stand by.
What kind of major medical malady?
Well, that's really, you got to wait 90 seconds. I mean, if you're in the middle of a heart attack now, call 911. It's 647. Let's get traffic first.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
Every day's a revolution. Pull it together and it comes undone. Just one more candle and a trip around the sun.
Very nice. Thank you, Mary. Mary Sandberg pressing the buttons, and Marion Ross producing the show today. It's a nice touch. By the way, Dr. Kevin Most rejoins us, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. Andrea has blown up about 1,000 balloons here in the studio, and yeah. She's gotten lightheaded.
I was going to say, it's great exercise for her.
Yeah, so could my birthday cause her a health problem?
No, probably not. That headache, that shortness of breath, that should be gone by now. If it's not, then we have other problems.
We do.
You okay now?
No, I'm good.
All right. That was me, by the way. So here's the deal. We're talking about daylight savings time, and is it a health risk or isn't it? But we were talking about that jolt you get, that thing you get, that start of the day thing. Yep. I remember Ron Santo telling me, he said, I just got back from my cardiologist, and he said, I got to sit up when I get up in the morning on the edge of the bed for a minute or two before I stand up and get going. And this was not related to the fact that he didn't have legs, by the way. This was just some advice for everybody. Because your engine needs to have time to start. Otherwise, you force blood to explode to the parts of your body where there could be problems, and that sort of linkage could cause bigger issues, strokes and heart attacks. True?
True. Very true. So when we're sleeping, and actually it's funny, you know, for your little tease there, I just got a note from Dr. Giblin who told me, hey, don't make a joke of this. I actually got out of bed and sprained my ankle this morning. So,
yeah, but that's Dr. Giblin.
Right. So, no, really, when you are sleeping, two things I would recommend to people. One is get an alarm that does not blare right away. That's a jolt. You're going to get increased heart rate. It startles you. You don't want that. You want an alarm clock that gradually gets louder so it eases you to wake up. Once you're awake, lay there, get up and sit, like you said, and just get your wits about you. But what actually happens there is when your body is laying flat, the heart is at its least productivity. It doesn't have to do much because of it's not working against gravity. There's no energy being used. And now you're going to start get up and moving. So like Ron used to say, sit there for a second. Your heart rate will slowly increase because now it's got to work a little bit harder. It allows you to get your wits so you don't sprain your ankle getting out of bed. Then as you get up and start walking, now your heart rate is going to increase and your blood pressure is going to increase. Much easier on your body to do that gradually than to do it with a jolt. So definitely what you said was absolutely true.
So here's one from the 630. About a week and a half ago, I jumped out of bed at 3 a.m. because of a leg cramp. I passed out. My wife called the ambulance and went to the hospital. Everything's okay, but scary. I'm an otherwise healthy 48-year-old male. So that's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and that's two things can happen there. The bad thing about it is leg cramps, you know, when you get that, why do you get it? It can be overuse. It can be decreased potassium. There can be a lot of things. But really, when that leg is cramping, when you get out of bed, you can't stand on it. So two things happen there. One, your heart rate goes up, and now your balance system is totally off as well. Numerous people have had issues like that and have fallen and hit their heads on things. So be really careful with that. You would rather stretch that leg cramp out than get up with a jolt as well.
Now, we want to talk for a second about the health benefits of daylight savings time. I think it's probably obvious to most people, but if you didn't see it this weekend, you certainly will when the rain stops. Everybody's out. Everybody's going for a walk. People are starting to get spring fever. And therefore, you're more active, you're moving, and, generally speaking, that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day is going to make you healthier.
It will. That's probably one of the biggest things. And, people like you and I, we can't play golf at 8 o'clock, a lot of times of the year. But we, in the summer, we can. And now, as daylight savings time has allowed that evening light to go on, it has allowed us to be out and be more active. I was out for a walk on Saturday, and I couldn't believe how many people were out walking, how many people are out walking their dogs. And it's just kind of nice to see people out and getting around. And actually, that's the thought of having a dog actually does increase your health benefits as well, because you are out exercising and you're out walking. And it is the one big benefit of daylight savings.
And the golf piece of this, I can't ever play at 8 a.m. Oh, you know, unless I take the day off. And by the way, if I'm never not here at 8 a.m. and I claim I'm sick, it's not true. I was lying. I made it up so I could go play golf. So
yeah,
just so we're clear on that. There was somebody else who texted, said they jumped out of bed and got vertigo. That's that crystal in the ears thing that you can knock loose. You told us about several times.
Correct. Yep.
So Dave Ennett had that.
I did have that, and it's
yeah.
miserable.
But it is.
But it apparently it stays with a lot of people. I was able to get rid of it.
Yeah, some people actually can get rid of it fairly quickly. Some people last for hours, but other people can get it and can have it chronically, and it can last for days, weeks, months, unfortunately. And if you haven't had it, you're very fortunate, because it's one of the worst feelings you can have. And it's part of that balance system that we know we have receptors on the soles of our feet, we have our vision, and then we have our inner ear. And as long as all three of those are working, we don't get dizzy, we don't have vertigo. But unfortunately, some people do get debris in what we call their inner ear, and that can cause the vertigo, and that is not fun. And actually, jumping up out of bed can dislodge some of that stuff, can cause vertigo.
It's Dr. Kevin Most. Do you have a question?
No, he gave. Thank you for your advice this weekend, Doc, too. He gave me some great advice. Don't ever sleep in your contacts.
Yeah.
For more than 2 weeks at a time.
Thank you. I don't know anything about this topic, but you can sleep in your contacts.
No, you should not. You should not. That's how I scratched my eye.
Because yeah, I know you were miserable on Friday. Yeah. Doc, last question. My lower back was torqued by a chiropractor who was built like a linebacker. He twisted me like a pretzel. I've had chronic pain in my lower back, but also my left. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's a spelling thing with the text or inguinal zone, I-N-G-U-I-N-A-L.
Yep. Yep, inguinal area, yep.
All tests are negative. What could be going on? Pain is unbearable at times. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the bad thing about back strains, is you can have all your tests be completely normal because pain is subjective, not objective. In other words, I can't look at an x-ray and say you're going to have pain. So that discomfort is usually due to nerve irritation or muscle irritation or ligament irritation, especially after vigorous chiropractic manipulation. So lay low with it right now. Take anti-inflammatories, warm soaks, and if you're going to do anything, do a soft massage, not a vigorous massage, and not a high impact chiropractic.
You know, I got that lower right back thing that I have off and on. It's been a problem all winter. And you know what I got, which really helps, is one of those massage bars.
Yep.
Because how often can you get people to go, hey, rub my back? But that massage bar, you can actually, you know, massage the disc. What is it, fluid? We always call it the jelly in the donut. Whatever's leaking.
While you're standing up?
Yeah, you can actually massage it back into place as much as possible.
Yeah, I really recommend people who sit in a lot in chairs when they work, make sure that they have that good lumbar support, because that's where you're really going to have your back problems, is that lower back area.
Well, you know what else I do? And I did it this morning, because you know my back's been a problem for a while now. I take a tennis ball, and I put a tennis ball, and basically I find the spot on my back that hurts the worst. And I'm not a sadomasochist, trust me. But I put it right there, and then, you know, drive with that on that spot, and by the time I get out of the car, I feel good.
Absolutely. It's the exact same thing that happens with massage therapists when they hold and push down in that area. And what that's doing is you have a muscle that's spasming there, and if we put enough pressure on it, we're going to break that spasm from happening. And that's exactly what that tennis ball is doing.
And there's also a thing called a Theracane, which I got from my physical therapist, and it's great for trigger points. You just use a Theracane. I love that thing.
Is that the curve thing?
Yes. It looks like a big, it's like metal or plastic or whatever.
Remember when we didn't need this stuff?
That's awesome.
Ah, boy.
You mean it was called youth?
Yeah, happy birthday to me. Thank you, buddy. You're always great. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Impact every day. We're back with the news next on 720 WGN.